Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay. Landfill would like to open the bidding on the questioning.
Oh, boy.
With a question for you about a house that has gained notorious fame in quick fashion in Northern Virginia.
Yeah. Yes. B. Mitch, have you seen this story in Fairfax County of the person that built this three-story addition to their suburban home?
Yeah.
How would you handle it if somebody did that? Next to your house,
We would have an issue because I will be more. They've gone to the county to get their permits. I would be at the county saying, "What they're trying to do is infiltrate the rules." He basically has a damn apartment right
yes.
there and a business. Now, if I have a garage detached from my house, if I were to go now and start training out of my garage. It's the new gym I got over here. Oh, but it's just a garage. People will have a problem with it, and it'll be against the rules in Fairfax. I don't know how they see it. Well, he kept trying to say, in his culture, everybody stays in one spot. Bro, that's...
You're in America.
You are basically setting it up to where you're trying to make it into a deal like they're going... But you're not at home. You're here. And a lot of things are different. And then you look at it, it's an eyesore in that neighborhood.
Fairfax County issued the permit saying, okay, you can build it in August to one Michael Nguyen, which is Vietnamese N-G-U-Y-E-N, which is like Smith in Vietnamese.
Yeah.
There's a million Nguyens that are Vietnamese. And he lives with his parents, and he lives with his wife, and he lives with his young children. And he said he is adding an office, more bedrooms, and a playroom to give his family more space. He says, in our culture, we like to take care of our parents, and we don't want to send our parents to a nursing home, so that's the reason why I'm doing the addition, so we can have the grandparents stay with the kids, spend time with them, and stuff like that.
Could it stop at two-story, and could he have taken it behind the house? Because what I'm looking at, as soon as I saw the picture, I'm like, he's trying to block his neighbors from seeing stuff. Because if you look at it, he just built the wall in between his main house and a neighbor's house. And now I got this big wall, three stories in a neighborhood where basically had ramblers.
Right.
And now there's nothing you can see. And now I threw my family into my kids and having my grandparents with the grandkids playing on the sentimental value of everybody.
Well, if I was the neighbor, aside from the aesthetics, if it truly was additional space for true family members, parents, grandparents, mm-hmm. kids, that's one thing. I wouldn't be wild about it, but I would have some sympathy. It's when that turns into a mini Motel 6.
That's what it
seems
like.
And you're now renting out the rooms to other non-family members.
And then, cars, extra cars, and blocking and all that.
Yes, exactly. So that would be what would really set me off. Now, Fairfax County Supervisor Pat Harity said a 30-foot high wall, 60 feet long, is no place 8 feet from somebody's property line.
Yeah, and they
line.
Put it too close to the what's called.
Yes, so the county said that the violation in code was not with the building's height. It was the side yard setback that it doesn't meet the 8-foot requirement.
So are they going to move it in or are they going to take it down?
News 4 reported that the county sent a statement noting the violation, writing, staff notified the property owner and is meeting with them to determine the plan to correct this issue and bring the construction into compliance with the county's regulations.
Okay.
Wynn told News 4 he met with county officials and is requesting another site survey be done after Thanksgiving to see if his side yard setback is in violation of the rules. So in other words, he wants a instant replay review of the setback between him and his neighbor. See, like, and are you sure that's not 8 feet right there?
I know people try to play with that. You're supposed to leave things a certain distance.
Oh, yeah.
And I know this too, even in my neighborhood. And I've let people I say, you sure you're doing it right? And I know they're not doing it right. So I'm letting it happen. Now I'm going to go, when I go and just say, this is wrong, it's too close, needs to move. I know another thing, and then I don't want to hear anything about, oh man, come on. No, move that crap. I'm going to use other words though.
Right.
Told you before you did.
I warned you.
I said, listen, that's make right. sure it's right.
That shed, that trampoline.
I'm a nice dude right now.
That fire pit. Yeah, you better,
when I come in with my surveyor and they say, you're too close or you creeped onto my property. I don't care if it's in the trees.
Yeah.
You creeped onto mine. I have the right to tear down what's on my property.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
If it's on my property, I can destroy it. So I'm just, I let you do it. So we good.
They say good fences make for good neighbors, but there's always disputes, such as trees that overhang, that grow up to huge heights. If the tree is not rooted on your side of the fence.
If this is your property.
Yeah.
Would you put your house right here?
No.
You put it here.
Of course.
Here. You put it here.
Yeah.
And now you want to build stuff over here, which is not your property.
I know, but I'm saying
I'm telling you, this is facts here. This is happening right now.
Right.
So I'm good with it.
It's so funny, the whole easements, setbacks, all these regulations, and it can get very complicated. Even like way out where we live on 10 acres, right, at the monogamous compound, as I call it, the community of about a dozen homes total was built with equestrian access in mind. So the master plan that is on the books with the County of Loudoun has a easement for a equestrian trail that goes through people's 10-acre lots.
Through your lot, wow.
Okay, and so it came up at an HOA meeting once about because like nobody uses these horse trails really. Can we just take that off the books? And the word was, from those who know, they said, no. Don't try, because as soon as the horse community out there in Loudoun finds out about it, you know what they'll do? They'll trailer their horses in to ride the easement on purpose to say, oh, no, we're using this thing. And then you're in a war with the horse people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not getting into a war.
They don't give a damn about it right now until somebody say they don't want it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So one of our neighbors, Christy, she's got a couple horses. She's a lovely woman. Occasionally she comes clip-clopping onto my 10 acres, and I wave and I smile and I say, isn't it lovely to be out in the country? And I don't give two about anything. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm generally speaking one of these guys who's like, as long as it's not too obnoxious, I'm going to let you live your life. Now this is a bit much and would be very troubling, but this is also where I'm assuming the neighborhood has no HOA. And that's a whole nother ball of wax, because HOAs can be a pain in the ass.
They are the absolute worst.
They're the worst.
But they also stop. They try to make things uniform until they like somebody and they go against what the damn HOA statement state.
HOAs.
Then they don't want to go against it because they know they made a mistake.
I know. HOAs are the worst until you need one. And these neighbors on either side of this atrocity in Fairfax County need an HOA so bad, but it's too late because they don't have one.
Yeah.
And this guy is one instant replay ruling of getting his setback approved from keeping this mini Motel 6 in his otherwise ranch-style suburban Fairfax County neighborhood.
Yeah.
Tough deal. Landfill, when this caught your eye, did you have a proposed solution or a proposed counterattack to the blight that is this new addition if you were the neighbor next door?
I mean, it's bad. I guess you just got to, like, sue. otherwise run for the county board of supervisors and try to overturn it somehow.
They're okay. really not going to vote for you, and they know you're coming in there just for that.
That sounds like
reason.
A lot of work.
Or just
and
bill the guy like $800 a month or something.
Okay, how about sort of music warfare?
That could work.
Say, I will see your mini Motel 6, and I will raise you with death metal at all hours of the night, pointed right at your addition. And you'll have to knock on my door. Sir, can you turn the music down? Oh, sorry, can't hear you. In fact, play Sandstorm. There you go. Hey, neighbor, how's it going over there? Nice day, isn't it?
Hey, if they, I'll tell them, if that wall wasn't there, man, I wouldn't have to turn it so loud.
Yeah.
Me and my neighbor on the other side trying to have a party together.
I would, maybe one day I would sit there and I'd say, let me get my tennis racket and a tennis ball and start practicing my forehand off the side of the house.
You know,
like it's
goes,
a big
man.
Wall. Oh, I'm sorry, neighbor. Didn't know. I thought I was going to play tennis here.
Yeah.
This could get really ugly.
It could.
And hopefully.
Well, the lady I saw on TV last night said that the guy has come over and they've had some very, very constructive and nice conversations.
Yeah, that doesn't take down the mini Motel.
Yeah,
six.
In other words,
you know what that does? It means
I'm trying to butter you up so I don't have to do anything.
Right.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That's what's right. happening.
So, since it is Ask B. Mitch Anything Friday, mm-hmm. I have an Ask B. Mitch that you already know the answer to because I did prep you on this, but I was stunned given this story about that house next door that you guys were unaware of Kayla, the Herndon tunnel lady.
Yeah, yeah.
That one
is crazy.
Okay, so have I blown your mind about Kayla? The Ukrainian-born engineer who is building a giant series of tunnels and catacombs, no exaggeration, 30 feet below
but
her Herndon home.
The question I would ask is this, and I hope that the county is smart enough to understand. When you start building that stuff underground 30 feet, do they ever move to a point where now you're starting to make the neighbor's yard become less
unstable?
And you're making their foundation become less stable. Because if it's directly under your house, cool. Because, you know, I'm like, whatever happens, happens. If you didn't do the right stuff, that's on you. But do they ever get to the point where they start off to be like just a little thing? Now she's starting to expand. Does she keep expanding?
Oh, if you're 30 feet under, now you're jeopardizing the entire Jenga pile that is the neighborhood.
There you go.
And I would not feel confident as her neighbor, even with proper setbacks, even with proper permitting, that this thing is good for me as a neighbor. Now,
I don't buy it.
I've got Julie Donaldson did a great piece for Fox 5. Let's go ahead and play this piece here. It'll be a good explainer to Kayla, the Herndon engineer tunnel lady who has gone viral on TikTok.
Yeah, college nights and weekends, they're spent building her own personal cave, as she calls it. And look, she is famous for it. Now, her followers, they started as engineers and contractors as such, but it quickly grew into a fascination of fans from across the globe that had an interest in what she was doing. And she said it all started quite simply back in 2022.
When I first started this, I was like, I want a small storm shelter slash emergency shelter.
It always starts small.
And I don't know how difficult and complicated tunneling is going to be, so maybe I'll just go 5 feet.
And 5 feet?
Yep. So this is the entrance tunnel.
Turned into 30.
It is not easy in any sense okay. of the word, but it was easier than I had imagined.
And so she kept going.
It's not easy
as one
at
bucket
all,
turned into over 100 tons of rock.
Some people go to the gym every day. This is my gym.
Being lifted from below her home. Now, she had to overcome some bureaucracy, but is back at it with the goal of creating a miniature workshop that she hopes to extend another 30 feet. And why is that?
So the mess doesn't cause the house to get dusty. Because a lot of the things that I like to do, whether it's cutting stone or cutting steel, there's a lot of grinding, there's a lot of sanding, and that just makes a huge mess in the house.
So there you go. You have to see this.
But
woman,
this is where my question comes in.
Subterranean.
Is she doing it by herself? Because at first it looked like she was doing everything by herself.
Okay. That is a great question, and it is the essential question, because she's a petite lady who's not super young. She's not like some lumberjack woman who can swing an axe or whatever.
Yeah.
So she does show what she does to do all the work. She welds these giant buckets with winches that serve as debris elevators, with release chutes that carry hundreds of pounds of rock and dirt out of her basement. She shows herself, you know what else she's doing? She's not just tunneling under her house. And by the way, these tunnels have...
She's building stuff while she's down there.
Right. The tunnels have electricity, ventilation, drainage, all kinds of stuff. She has poured concrete.
Yeah.
Into rebar supported arches to keep the tunnel solid and from collapsing, where I've seen videos on her TikTok of, okay, here's the cement truck today. We're going to pour the concrete. And she's learning how to do all this via YouTube videos, reading about it, just kind of figuring it out on her own. And nobody ever appears in her videos but her.
Yeah.
She also mines what she is calling castle blocks, which is, imagine a boulder the size of this console here, this table.
Uh-huh.
And imagine her drilling holes into it, quarter-inch holes with a giant stone drill,
mm-hmm.
8 to 12 inches deep, filling that with this special crack-expanding compound, and then putting a shunt of rebar in it and pounding the rebar into the hole as hard as possible, in a series of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 down the fault line of the giant boulder, and then having it crack, and then repeating and repeating and repeating till she gets castle blocks the size of 2 feet by 12 inches and probably weighing 60 pounds each that she is going to build a castle with. She's doing all this on her TikTok, purportedly. We don't know, B. Mitch.
If someone else is doing this.
If there's other helpers behind the scenes.
It has to be other helpers. I can't see one person even, like, to be able to do what you've seen, one person can't do it by themselves. And now, this is the kicker. They're selling these 1/4-inch pieces of rock for $35.
Yes, that's the other thing, is that she's got so many fans that to raise money, she's saying, if you would like to support me, buy a rock from one of my digs. $35.
That's where I believe the world is going to hell in a handbasket. I mean,
no, they're just fans.
Come on, dog.
They're fans of
fans. My-
she also has a regular office job as like an engineer, so this is all side hustle stuff. Well, I don't think she's got any man in her life. I don't know where a man would fit. I don't know what a date
he'll
would
probably
look
be
like
dead
for
by
her.
Now because he's working too damn hard.
You think she would put him to work?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
You want to be my man? You got to work.
You would not work. Build tunnel. Hey, babe. Instead of digging tonight, can we go see a movie? No. Must build tunnel.
I love
it. Tunnel must go deeper.
I love innovation. I love...
Keep working. You soft-handed American. I knew I should have brought Ukraine husband with me.
I love all the stuff. I like the mindset, but you have to be affecting the other stuff around. You just have to be.
One of these days, headline, Herndon woman's house collapse. Neighborhood is cordoned off for geological assessment.
Or even MERS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.